a lot of the environment on the Earth, we're dealing with in a more extreme level. So if you look at natural resources that are on the Earth that are dwindling or hard to get to, or they cost a lot to use, we have to take all of our resources off the planet with us to sustain human life at a cost of $10,000 per pound. So anything that we learn about conserving, recycling, revaluing is it's just a boon to life on Earth. It helps us to do all long duration missions. And also we can tell the relevant story that what we learn off the planet is things that we can apply on the planet.
So long-term space flight, what are the issues? I mean, it's sustaining life literally for a long distance. And so what kinds of lessons do you expect to see that could apply in space that we could learn from Earth?
For waste, it's a huge issue for us because we're looking at long duration space. If you're going to go on a 6-9 month mission, you take everything with you. Right now for space station, 240 miles over the Earth, we have 6 humans living up there. So every time we do a resupply mission to them where we send them, you know, science experiments and vegetables and all the things that they need to live, 40% is packaging. So we have to really rethink the way that we do our mission. So when we send our equipment up to space, if it's $10,000 per pound, then how can we use the packaging, reuse it, for instance, for radiation shielding? Maybe we put packaging along the walls of the modules, and that way we can reuse the packaging for another purpose. Or is there a way to, I mean, these are just super simple ways to rethink it, but we are really looking for creative ways that we hadn't thought of. And there are innovators out there who think differently than our engineers and scientists do. So we really do need them to help us reorder, reshape, revalue our thinking of designs. For instance, let's just talk about a coffee cup for Earth. So if you have a coffee cup that's made of biodegradable material that maybe has seeds in it, so you drink your coffee and then you plant your cup and then a tree comes up. So it's that kind of thinking that if we have a closed loop cycle, is whatever goes in keeps going around in circles and circles. It's nothing spits out as waste.
What's your process for getting these ideas?
Well, we send out a call, which we've done just right now. It opened up April 1st, and innovators can come in. We have a challenge statement that's on launch.org. So any innovators can go on launch.org, look at the challenge statement, and then send in their ideas. And we really are looking for anything. We have criteria. We're looking for zero waste, transform the waste to value. So if you have waste that already exists, how can you make it more valuable? How can you turn it into feedstock? We're also looking at data models. You know, how can we even visualize what waste is, so that if we don't know what it is, we don't know how to address it. So there may be ways to relook at data and help us to see the volume of the problem. We even are looking at distributed infrastructures. You know, how do you recollect, sort, format the waste you have? How do you keep it local? Because, of course, in space, everything is local for us. I mean, those that have gone off the planet, they're local wherever they are. And then financing, education, deployment models. I mean, some of it, we could have an innovation that just helps us rethink the way we use products. And so that is valuable. If helping us to rethink and reorder priorities, that could be a great innovation. So we're really open to anything that helps us look at the problem differently. It could be technology. Technology is great. Of course, NASA does technology, but we also help problem solve. And that's part of the NASA brand, is that we solve problems against all odds.
Beth Beck is Outreach Manager for the NASA Human Exploration Operations Mission Directorate. And you're partnering with the State Department, USAID, even Nike, the sports brand. Why these partners? What do they have at stake?
Well, each of us comes to the problem of sustainability from a different perspective. So USAID, their job is to go out and help the developing world to solve their problems. So what they get out of launch is it helps them to rethink the way they do business. So they're even looking at their contracts in a different way by doing challenges, which we're learning through launch that works really well. State Department also has to address international issues. They have food security and all the things that there's a more security oriented. But if we can address sustainability solutions, it helps them with fewer issues that they have diplomatic status to deal with. Nike has facilities around the world where they are creating products. And every time you create a product, you have an output that may or may not be good for the environment. And they are trying to take a lead in the business world and do, you know, leave this world a better place. Still make money, so it's a profit for them, but it is, if they can come up with innovative solutions to their business practices, then they're a better company.
Great. And you are looking for 10 winners, I guess, 10 innovators who will present their solutions at your Beyond Waste Forum in July. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Now, you've had experience doing this once before, didn't you?
This will be our fourth. We did Launch Water and then Launch Health and Launch Energy. We just had Launch Energy in November. So one of the benefits of coming to Launch for these innovators, there's no cash prize, but what they get is a Rolodex of all these great thought leaders that they would maybe have 30 seconds in an elevator. They also get a great presentation. We work for about 2 weeks with them to make sure that we hone in the presentation of what they're asking for. And then Nike creates this great video of them so that for their portfolio, they can go off and help, you know, do financing and go forward with this, with the Rolodex, the presentation, and the video. We also work with them for 4 to 6 months, which is led by USAID, and help them take all of the recommendations from the two-day forum and try to apply it to their business model and their innovation technology. So they walk away with lots of support. It's just not a presentation where they have 30 minutes on the agenda. They really do get our support, and we want them to be successful, because if they're successful, then we're successful.
We understand what they get out of it, but do you have any sort of hard and fast commitment to doing anything with their innovations?
No, we don't. We just offer them the opportunity to come and present. The cool thing about Launch is that we haven't gone in looking for specific technologies, but we've walked away with several technologies for NASA specifically that we're interested in. And what we do is when we see something interesting, we send it to our NASA guys. They look at it, and then they have to go forward with the technology. But we have found one one of the guys is from the Launch Water Forum, and he is growing trees in the desert with this really interesting film that lets wastewater evaporate through, and you can get clean water on the outside through evaporated process. So we're looking at that in space. That's one. We've got several more that we're looking at, but we're not ready to talk about. But it's been a win-win.